version this morning will consist basically of the singing of the Te Deum, "We Praise Thee, O God." My quasi homily will be a kind of introduction to the chanting of the Te Deum. Let me then begin by asking you a personal question. Have you ever been put to shame by a scroll? Well, I have, and this is about how it went. A couple of weeks ago, when I was thinking about this devotion already, I cut across the inner quad to mail a letter. One of the students told me that there was a squirrel really carrying on over there by the bushes in a most unusual way. When I came back after mailing my letter, I paused to observe. And there he was. Now, I've seen squirrels scamper and scoot about exuberantly before. But this one was something else. My first reaction was, the poor creature must be rabid. So I stood there, somewhat transfixed, and watched this little thing, kicking the grass in the air. He was there by some grass around the base of a bush, and just rolling over, flipping, flopping, starting up the tree, jumping off, and all the rest of it. And I stood there, as had the student who had called the spectacle to my attention, quite amazed. On further reflection, there came to my mind a prayer from that marvelous volume of John Bailey, A Diary of Daily Prayers. And in part, it goes something like this. Creator Spirit, who broodest everlastingly over the lands and waters of earth, imbuing them with forms and colors which no human skill can copy, give me today, I beseech thee, the mind and heart to rejoice in thy creation. And then I skip a bit, and here is the kind of getting to the punchline for me. Forbid that under the low roof of workshop or office or study, I should ever forget thy great overarching sky. Forbid that when all thy creatures are greeting the morning with songs and shouts of joy, I alone should wear a dull and sullen face. And I thought of the huge wad of evil exhibited by that squirrel, that furry little beast. I was a little ashamed. Now, I wasn't really goofy, but I simply wasn't all that exuberant, and there were times when, indeed, I'm nowhere near that exhibit. And then a couple of days later, I like to think providentially, in our morning devotion, my wife and I came across this prayer in a German volume, Gebete hier mentioned von Heute. And here is a prayer by an African Christian, which in my translation goes about like this. Dear Lord, night has fluttered by, and I rejoice in the light. What a day, Lord, what a day. Lord, I rejoice in the dawning of another day. The birds and the angels are singing, and I too rejoice. The universe and our hearts are open to your grace. I'm aware of my body, and I'm thankful. The sun is warm on my skin, and I'm thankful. The ocean roars as it rolls against the beach, and I am thankful. The spray spatters against our house, and I am thankful. Lord, I rejoice in your creation, and that you are behind it and alongside it, in front of it, above it, and in it. Lord, I rejoice, and I rejoice. The psalms sing of your love, the prophets proclaim it, and we experience it. Christmas, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, each is a special day of your grace. Lord, I launch my rejoicing up into the skies like a bird. A new day, it sparkles and it crackles, it explodes and it exults in your love. You, Lord, create each day. Hallelujah! I came by the story and challenged by the African prayer. We asked, when do you sing a Te Deum. Let us hear Psalm 150.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His exceeding greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with timbrel and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All very good. But do I praise God in the golden dawn? Yes. Am I to praise God and sing the Te Deum? I'm dazzled by the brilliance and the bright light of God's creation. Yes. Am I to praise God when the hormones are rampaging and the vitality in the blood is surging through my veins? Yes. It's not too hard to sing the Te Deum then. But what if I am blind? What if it is dark, dark in my life? Some of these songs in the night, well, let us consider in part what Elihu has to say, Job 35, 10, and 11.
But man says, where is God, my maker, who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds of the air?
All very good. And what if there are welts and bruises? What if our feet are put into the stocks and imprisoned unjustly? Some of these songs to them. What if our psyche is bruised and battered? And it is midnight in our soul, the dark night of the soul. Are we to sing a Te Deum then? Or let us consider Acts 16, 22-25.
The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.